Today on the Next Man Up podcast.
What do we say?
Go Pats!
That's right! Don't forget it!
Lions.
What do you say?
Go Lions.
What?
Go Giants!
You will get in my belly!
Go Lions.
No, you will get in my belly!
Go Pats!
That's right! Don't forget it!
Happy Father's Day.
Listen. Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
They are who we thought they were.
Hello and welcome to this childlike edition of the Fantasy Friday edition of the Next Fan Up podcast. Hello, I'm Pod Vader. That was my niece, Sydney. Thank you, Sydney. I am definitely, as you can tell, brainwashing her as my wife is watching her here on a Fantasy Friday. All the wonderful things I get to plant in her mind against her parents' wishes. That might be the last time Sydney stays over our house. We'll see. Hey, lots of good things coming to you. Hopefully, you've been sending in those emails, nextfanup@gmail.com. You're going to get that free $20 if we pick your email as the email of the week. And superfan applications do count. We have openings for the Dolphins, the Buccaneers, the Titans, the Cowboys, and somebody else. We listed them all off yesterday. If you missed that, hopefully you're subscribed to our show. And when you subscribe, leave us a review. You know I love reading everything. And a little bit later on, I'll be reading a fantasy question from someone who tweeted at me. But you can always tweet us at NFU Podcast, much like at @hostess_snacks has been doing. Yeah, we've had quite a back and forth there with the Hostess Snacks. And then at Little Debbie got involved as well. So hopefully at some point this will lead to a live taste test, because I know Neil over in the UK has never tasted any of these items. And of course, we know that Greg likes the flavor yellow, which if you're following us on Twitter, well, I'm just going to let you know right now. You're going to have to go back and read the strand to find out what flavor yellow actually is. It's not what you think it is. All right. Let's get to some football here, and we had a football game last night. Before we actually get to the football game, the Bengals did win. I finally hit a Thursday pick. Yay! The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Miami Dolphins 22-7. I'll get into that in just a second. A couple of news items. Josh Gordon, he was due to return in week 5. He's heading to rehab. Again, this is not good news. I saw at Ross Tucker NFL tweet out that another sign that the Browns should have traded him when they had an opportunity. I sort of agree, but I don't know how many takers there would have been. I'll bet there would have been someone, and the Browns would have been better off. But unfortunately, we've got to put our life in front of football, and hopefully Josh Gordon can get better. J.J. Watt had his back surgery. He's likely done for 2016. And Cowboys, Dez Bryant, likely will not play against the 49ers this weekend. That will not change my pick. Actually still feel okay with Dallas over the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, they've been doing pretty well with pretty limited use of Bryant so far. So I'm going to stick with Dallas, and I'll feel okay about that. All right, the game last night, the Cincinnati Bengals, as I mentioned, beat the Dolphins 22-7. I don't think that was too big of a surprise. I think really what the surprise was is the Bengals continue to show that they have primetime-itis. And what I mean by that is they scored one touchdown and then five field goals or four field goals? One, two, three, four, five. Thank you. Hey, I went to Emerson. We don't do math there. All right. So a big night for the Cincinnati special teams. And we all know how important special teams are to a team. But I don't think that's exactly what they had in mind. Mike Nugent goes 5 for 5, kicked a long of 47. I do think the Bengals need to work a little bit on their red zone offense and see what they can do. For the Dolphins, hey, One thing we have to give the Dolphins is they do have a solid defense. There are playmakers on that defense. Defense is only going to take them so far. Ryan Tannehill did not have a great game. There's literally no running game behind him. So you can't rely on that. And maybe these young wide receivers, maybe they're just not ready yet. Jarvis Landry does have 7 catches, but only 61 yards. Kenny Stills has 1 big long touchdown reception. Devontae Parker, 2 catches, 20 yards. That's not getting it done. So we'll see what's going to go on with the Dolphins. I saw another good tweet by @RossTuckerNFL. I got to give it up to him when he has them. If Adam Gase is an offensive genius, it might be time to put that genius to work. It's pretty funny. All right. Before we get into the Fantasy Friday here, let me tell you a little bit about BetDSI.com. If you played my Thursday pick, which I think was a good one, I thought I liked Cincinnati a lot in the preview show, then you are a very happy camper today, and you can go to BetDSI.com right now, and you can place wagers. They've been around for over 20 years. They're a safe company. They make their payments very quick when you have winnings, so that's obviously good, and if there's any problem, they have fantastic customer service. When you sign up, your first deposit, you're going to get 100% bonus on top of that deposit on your first deposit, and if you use our promo code FANUP10, it's a free $10. So hey, send in an email, get the email of the week. Now you get a free $20. If you include that in your first deposit at betdsi.com, now you doubled it, so it's really a free $40 plus the $10 you get for using our promo code. We're giving away essentially a free $50 here on the next FANUP podcast. Who could ask for anything more? New Day rocks. All right. So betdsi.com is the place to go. If you don't want to wager on football, you can wager on all the other sports. They also have bets on the upcoming election. Remember, hashtag none of the above. And have a good time. Remember, gamble responsibly. All right. Here is our Giants superfan Sam and our Bills superfan Rob with their daily fantasy game advice.
We're back with week 4 of the Next Fantasy Up podcast. I am the Giants superfan, Sam, and with me on the other line is Robert, our Buffalo Bills superfan. How's it going tonight, Robert?
We're doing well. Looking forward to another fun week of football and hopefully some positive gambling.
Yeah, and I'm hoping for some fantasy karma back. This season has not been my season. For those betting against me, congratulations. I hope you're enjoying your vacations and brand new houses and cars. And for those that are betting with me, we'll try to break the streak this week. How did you do last week, Robert?
In fantasy, I did fairly well. My team, the team I care the most about ended up winning, which is good because it's an auction league and the player I spent the most on was suspended for the first 3 weeks. So in Le'Veon Bell, so I was hoping to survive there, and it looks like I did. In daily fantasy, I didn't really have a good week at all. And the reason is I tried getting a little too cute with my lineups. I know we talked about last week, you know, finding those, you know, kind of injury replacement guys, and those cheap values to kind of sneak in there, get value and get points, and it frees you up to spend money on maybe guys that you really like that are going to have that higher cost. I think a position you shouldn't necessarily do that in is quarterback. I think that's a position you should be, you know, safe in and maybe spend a couple bucks. And that's something I usually follow. However, this week I decided I like Drew Brees a lot. And, you know, it showed. He had a great game. I liked Marcus Mariota, apparently way more than I should have. He didn't cost as much. I think there was about a $1,500 difference, which is money to upgrade at least one position. But I played, I believe, 5 lineups with Marcus Mariota. Didn't finish in the money in any of them. And, you know, kind of relearned, you know, my lesson on that, just trying to get too cute with my lineups this last week, and it kind of bit me.
Yeah, I feel your pain. My two cute guy of the week was Anthony Fasano on that same Titans team. Once Delanie Walker was ruled out Sunday morning, I thought, you know, I'm going to sneak Anthony Fasano into a bunch of my lineups. He's going to catch a touchdown, have a few catches. And he delivered with exactly 0 points. So there's just one step too far. And once you take that, you're going to have, you know, a big zero, a big 2 points there. And in most of these leagues, even if you're playing a 50-50, you can't overcome a player scoring zero or two. And this week it's like every other week, there's players that are injured and it's going to seem like there's value there, but I would be very, very careful. One person that I'm seeing a lot of, you know, talking to friends and just looking around is Jordan Howard, the running back on the Bears. And my advice with any of these injury replacements or sleeper picks is if your player isn't good, you better be part of a really, really good offense, or else even if he gets 20 touches, he may not really deliver on them. So Jordan Howard, somebody I'm sticking away from this week. Who would be your two cute player that you're going to stay away from this week, Robert?
I think actually, as far as like a two cute player, I think that, let's see, I would say maybe I think people are going to jump on one that I think would possibly be Drew Brees. I think San Diego's defense is underrated. I think people don't realize how good it is, one. And I think, two, just the money that you're paying, he's going to be going from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he doesn't play as well on the road. So I think that he's a good player. Watching now, I say this, he's going to have a 5-touchdown game, but I think that for $8,600, it's worth either the extra $700 to get Cam Newton, or you know, just go down and get Phillip Rivers. I guess that's not really too cute per se, but it's just someone I don't like. If you're going too cute, real kind of too cute, I would say Trevor Siemian this week, just because I can't imagine he'd, you know, do the same thing he did the week before.
Yeah, how do you feel about these Dallas wide receivers with Dez Bryant out for at least a few weeks? Do you see a big bump for Cole Beasley? Terrence Williams getting more receptions? Do you see Bryce Butler doing anything, or are you staying away from all three?
I'm probably staying away. The only one I would even think about, I thought about Cole Beasley a little bit, but I mean, just that whole offense. I mean, when they're missing their number one quarterback, they're missing their number one wide receiver. Lael Collins just is, I don't know what's come out with that, but I know he's injured pretty good and he's going to be out. That's another offensive lineman that's out. I'd rather just stay away. Let someone else make that gamble. I mean, the price is right for Cole Beasley. He's pretty cheap. I think it was like $5,600 or something like that. But I'd rather just stay away personally.
Yeah, and that takes us into our newest way that we're going to be picking our FanDuel teams. We're actually going to be playing against each other this week. And, you know, we each pick teams. This is the first time we're revealing it to each other. And I think we shouldn't be able to make any changes unless one of our players is injured. Does that seem fair to you?
Yeah, that I'm fine with that.
All right, cool. So at quarterback, I'm playing somebody who you actually just mentioned, Phillip Rivers. I think that, I mean, I know that New Orleans defense can't defend. Matt Ryan just smoked him. I think Phillip Rivers is just methodically going to go up and down the field against New Orleans. Who do you have at quarterback?
I actually have the other quarterback that I mentioned in that. I have Cam Newton. I think he's just a solid play. Atlanta does not have a great defense. I realize the game's in Atlanta, but I think with division games, that goes a little bit out the window. He's averaging 23 points a week. I think that Atlanta is a below average opponent for him to play. I think he's just going to give me a solid 20 to 25 points and, you know, kind of help me work my way up in the, you know, I shoot for 120 a week, kind of help me kind of get there. I think it's just a solid play.
Yeah, that makes sense. At running back, I'm going with Ezekiel Elliott. That San Francisco defense is not the San Francisco defense of a few years ago. With all these injuries, I think they're just going to rely on him more. He had 140 yards last week while getting two touchdowns vultured from him. I think he's in for a big week. And then I have Detroit Lion Theo Riddick. I think last week he got a lot of touches but didn't produce enough yards. The coach was blaming the offensive line for that and saying that he's still going to get the same amount of touches. He's still going to be a focal point of that offense. And against the Chicago defense, that's been bad. I think that's the two people I'm going with. Who do you have at running back?
All right. Well, the first running back I got, I'm playing Melvin Gordon. I think that, I mean, it's kind of the same reason that you're playing Phillip Rivers, honestly. You know, he's going to get ample opportunities against a bad defense at home when they made the West Coast trip. So I think that, you know, of the things that could happen in the game this weekend, I think a lot of the outcomes involve Melvin Gordon getting 100 total yards and getting in the end zone at least once. So I like him. And the other running back that I'm going to be starting is your boy, Jordan Howard.
Yeah, good luck with that. 22 rushes for 66 yards is that long.
I'll tell you what. The reason why I like him, one, I liked him coming out of college. I thought that he was a little raw but a talented running back. I realized that Chicago's offensive line isn't great, and I realized Detroit can stop the run. That being said, in the game, he came in last week, and he had 12 carries for 67 yards. A little bit of that was padded with a 36-yard run, but he got 8 targets as well. He's going to catch the ball a lot. So he's going to that alone is going to raise the floor. And just with this, with his price, on FanDuel, it's $5,600. I think that he has a higher floor than some people might think. Cause I think he's going to catch the ball out of the backfield and he's going to get a lot of those carries. So even if he gets to, I think the floor is, 60 yards and maybe 5-6 catches. So that right there will be close to the, 11 points I'm looking to get out of him. I'm not expecting the world out of him this week, but if I can get at least 12 points out of him, then I'll be happy. But I think I thought it was funny when you were saying you didn't like him because I think there's a good shot I fell into a trap. But I think he, just getting the whole game, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably wrong, so probably a strong play for you. At wide receiver, I am going with three people who have been, who I think are pretty self-explanatory. I'm going with Emmanuel Sanders. He seems to be Trevor Siemian's go-to guy playing against the weak Tampa Bay defense. I think he just has a really nice game, pretty cheap at $6,900. My second wide receiver is Marvin Jones Jr., again, playing a bad Chicago defense. He seems like a legit number one. Stafford seems to like throwing him the ball, and they look like they've been doing this a long time. He had a great week last week. Golden Tate has pretty much been phased out of that offense in favor of Marvin Jones and Eric Ebron. So it's interesting to see what happens. And my last one is doubling down on Phillip Rivers and pairing him with Travis Benjamin. I just think that New Orleans team is bad. That defense is bad. He's going to, hopefully break one deep, but he'll get his targets this game. Let's see who. So now those are three players that aren't going to do well. And Robert, who do you got? Let's see if.
Well, we're going to negate each other on one of them because I have Marvin Jones Jr. in my lineup. I love Marvin Jones Jr. In fact, in my main league, I'm going to be trade either Amani Cooper or Jordy Nelson. So I can, it's a smaller league. You only start two wide receivers. There's no flex and I got to get Marvin Jones in there. So I'm going to be making a trade to get him in. I think, he's the clear number one there. He's actually, believe it or not, number one in fantasy points for wide receivers right now, which is crazy to me. But Stafford, they were hitting all offseason and in training camp. People were talking about how well they were working together, and it's carried over. So I just expect it to continue. And if you're going to get a price tag like $7,600, you got to do it. My number one wide receiver this week is DeAndre Hopkins. They're going to be home against Tennessee. It's a pretty steep price tag. $8,600. But I think he's due to have his week. I know he's not getting quite as many targets, but he's still an elite receiver. And I think that Houston's going to be able to pass on Tennessee a little bit, and I'm expecting them to have a good game. Lastly, I am. This is a little boomer bust type guy, but I feel good about him because I like his talent. And that's Mike Wallace, wide receiver out of Baltimore. He's already got 3 touchdowns on the year. One of them was a nice long one against the Buffalo Bills. They're playing Oakland, whose defense doesn't necessarily scare me a ton. So I think that this is, again, they're also traveling from the West Coast coming to the East for a 1 o'clock game. So this is going to be, you know, a 10 a.m. game for them. I think that Baltimore will score somewhere in the 20s. And I think that there's a good possibility Mike Wallace gets in on that.
Yeah, Mike Wallace is that guy who either scores 16 points or he has no points. Hopefully, at least in your other leagues. For your other leagues, he scores. But in our league, I hope it's one of those low-scoring leagues for him. At tight end, I have Travis Kelce. I have no idea what I'm doing at tight end. He seems like a good option. Pittsburgh has those linebackers that got hurt in that Philly game, so I'm thinking maybe Travis Kelce takes advantage of that middle of the field there. Who do you got at tight end?
I tried riding the wave. I went with Kobe Fleener. He finally had his little breakout on the Monday night game. I think that now maybe him and Drew Brees are kind of, you know, in sync. I know they were having a little bit of issues before, so I'm hoping that goes through. And at the cost, I mean, there were a lot of other guys I was thinking about. I mean, you had Pitta, but I wanted to play Mike Wallace, so I didn't want to play two receiving options from Baltimore. I didn't think they would put up nearly enough points to warrant that. And there's a couple other guys at tight end at that nice low cost. I like Kelce as well. He's a good, really good tight end. He's just really talented, and you know, sometimes that pays as well. But honestly, I just like the cost of Kobe Fleener this week, and figure we'll take a shot.
Yeah, makes sense. At kicker, Josh Lambeau's name is sticking out to me at 4,500. Again, playing a bad defense. And on defense, I went with the Patriots. I know picking against Buffalo. I know picking against Buffalo last week was bad. I just think that the Patriots are going to really slow this game down, limit the amount of drives Buffalo has. So even if Buffalo has a good game, I don't think they're going to have many drives to put up points. So, you know, they're cheap. They're at 4,500. They're on that lower tier of defenses. I just think it's just like their ceiling isn't high, but their floor isn't very low. So I went the Patriots. Who is your kicker defense combination this week?
I literally picked the same kicker and defense as you.
Wow.
In FanDuel, you can't see who the other person is playing. I've already plugged in my lineup. But yeah, I picked Lambeau. He was at a cheaper cost and a kicker. There's going to be a lot of points in the game. I think a lot of them are going to be on San Diego's side. So he is going to get points, whether it's a bunch of PATs or hopefully he's able to sprinkle a couple field goals in there. And New England Patriots defense, because quite frankly, I watched both Patriots versus Bills games last year. And the second game, the Bills couldn't do anything. I mean, I think that the game is going to more resemble that game. It's going to be a low-scoring affair. The Patriots, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that the ceiling is out of this world high, but I think the floor is pretty high. So for the same reasons, I literally picked both of your special teamers.
Well, great minds think alike. So I wish you luck in all your fantasy endeavors, except for our one match against each other. And hopefully our fortunes take a turn for the better. Even if they're going good, it could always get better.
Amen. Heard that. It looks like with you and me playing 3 of the same guys, it's probably going to come down to Jordan Howard. So we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah. What would Jordan Howard do? And good luck to the Bills. Nice win last week.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Hopefully somehow we can figure out the Patriots. And then the tough part of our schedule is done and we can start maybe peeling off some wins. I'm not expecting it at all, but you know, there's hope.
Yeah, there's always hope.
All right, so there go Sam and Rob. To keep with the fantasy theme, I got this tweet from at Frito K DR. Is that Frito K Doctor? Is that what that's supposed to say? His name is John. I can actually just read his name instead of his Twitter handle. But he sent this tweet to me. Would you trade Evans, Hill, Baldwin for Bell? I have Zeke, Cooks, Benjamin, Diggs, Rudolph, half point per reception, four-man keeper league. I don't know why he included Rudolph in there. I'm assuming that's Kyle Rudolph, the tight end. Not even sure he makes it as one of the four keepers, if that was what his intention was in including Rudolph. My response to this is, if you really want Bell, then go ahead. But you're really taking a shot with your depth with your roster, because you have great depth, but you also don't necessarily have a great wide receiver. And in a points per reception league, I would think that you'd want to be targeting a better wide receiver instead of necessarily a better running back, especially a running back like Le'Veon Bell, who's not necessarily going to help you all that much in the reception department. So if you really want Bell, well, he's going to be a stud and he's going to help you out, but you take a hit in depth. But my advice would be, I would be looking more towards improving your wide receivers. So there you go. Weekly fantasy advice every Friday. It's a fantasy Friday. You can send us emails, nextfanup@gmail.com. You might get picked for the email of the week, which would give you a free $20. And I already told you how you can convert that into basically a free $50. And then think about this. If you go to BetDSI and you turn that $20 into $50, now you could turn that $50 into something more because you're wagering on the picks that we give you. And I recommend following our power rankings. And you can hear our power rankings on our Thursday show as we're previewing the Sunday games, or now on our Tuesday show featuring our super fan for the Redskins, Neil, and our Seattle super fan, Justin, who also is kind enough to provide you with the recap show, available every Monday morning, first thing Monday morning, right before you get to work. You can hear all of the recaps, the view of all 32 from the people that know their team the best. That is The Fan. And then I come back on Wednesday with an interview show. Next week, I will have Matt Chatham here, as I am facing him in the Blog Talk Radio Expert League. So we'll be talking a lot more than just fantasy. I've got a bunch of football questions for him coming up. And then on Thursday, we give you the preview show. And then, of course, it's Fantasy Friday. All fantasy, all the time. Here for the Friday show, nextfanup@gmail.com. That's the email address, at NFU Podcast. That's our Twitter. And, of course, facebook.com/NFU Podcast to get all of the individual team previews. Thanks again to my niece, Sydney. I'm sure her parents are going to love the fact that I have exploited their 2-year-old daughter for my media production. And special thanks to @hostess_snacks. As we've been tweeting back and forth with them about, you know, cupcakes, Twinkies, ringdings, Yoo-hoos, all that good stuff. I don't even think Yoo-hoos, that's a drink. I don't even think that's a cake. All right, enough of this nonsense. It's time to get out of here. Here comes Jeff Fisher. There you have it.
Well, I think we learned today that, you know, this game is 4 quarters long.